On Wall Street, it was the fourth biggest daily point decline on record. Amid mounting pessimism about a decelerating global economy, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 680 points to close at 8,149. All 30 stocks in the Dow Index were down, with financials and technology stocks being hardest hit. The decline wiped out half the gains posted in the last week. Stocks have fallen more than 40% from their record highs set in October 2007. A committee of the National Bureau for Economic Research declared that the U.S. economy fell into recession last December. James Peterba is chairman of the Bureau.
Well, when we're looking at dating a recession, we are primarily focusing on measures of economic activity. So that means production, it means employment, it means the level of GDP and income measures. So we focus on everything measured in constant dollars.
While not a government agency, the NBER is considered the official arbiter of dating U.S. recessions. It does not predict how long recessions or economic downturns will last. But this recession has already surpassed the 10-month average length of recessions in the post-World War II period. The last U.S. recession in 2001 was relatively short and mild. Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, the nation's central bank, was asked Monday about the parallels between the current economic downturn and the Great Depression of the 1930s.
There is no comparison. An order of magnitude difference in what we've seen in the slowdown we're seeing in this economy and the financial stress we're seeing in this economy and what happened in the 1930s. During the 1930s, there was a worldwide depression that lasted for about 12 years and was only ended by a world war. During that time, the unemployment rate went to 25% at least, based on the data that we have. The real GDP fell by one-third. About a third of all the banks fell. The stock market fell 90%.
Despite Monday's recession announcement, Bernanke said it would be difficult to cut interest rates much more to boost the economy. Meanwhile, the price of oil fell by more than $5 to a little more than $49 a barrel. Gold fell $42 to $777 an ounce. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.